This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Ivanka Trump is in the news again, this time over her business. A Chinese company that has made Ivanka Trump brand shoes has been singled out for serious labor violations. And now three activists with the US-based China Labor Watch, who documented the violations, have gone missing. One of them was revealed to have been arrested by the Chinese government for illegal surveillance. It's not clear what has happened to the other two. A spokesperson for the Huajian Group factories has denied the allegations of labor abuses. The U.S. company Mark Fisher, which produces the Ivanka Trump shoes, told press they will investigate the allegations. China is not just a lucrative place for American manufacturers, it's also a prime market. And earlier this year, Ivanka Trump won permission from the Chinese government to sell her brand of clothing, jewelry, and other products in China soon after meeting with the Chinese president. But that meeting took place in her capacity as the president's advisor, prompting ethics concerns. My guest is Manfred Elfstrom. He is a postdoctoral candidate at the Harvard Kennedy School's Ash Center, formerly with the group China Labor Watch. Welcome to the program, Manfred.
Thanks for having me, Sonali.
So first, tell us exactly what it was that these three activists with China Labor Watch found at the factory that produces Ivanka Trump's shoes.
So what they found were numerous violations of Chinese labor law. So among other things, workers had to pay a fee, a very small fee, but a fee all the same for a health examination when they began employment. They worked hours in gross excess of what Chinese overtime regulations allow. They weren't paid until the end of the second month. They only had 1 or 2 days off per month. And women workers felt a lot of pressure, especially when they were pregnant, and many of them felt forced to quit working at the factory.
So this is the kind of thing that the organization you were formerly with, China Labor Watch, does, right? I mean, you've done these sorts of investigations in other places in China?
Yeah, precisely. I think China Labor Watch has done upwards of 400 factory investigations since it was founded a couple decades ago.
And so when these three activists documented these violations, in what capacity did they do so? I can't imagine that they were necessarily openly invited to come around and take photographs. And this becomes important because it relates to the charges that may be brought against them by the Chinese government. So how did they document these violations?
So I don't know the details of their investigation process, but the normal practice is to send people in to get employed by the factory, and while they're in there working, document what they can.
So going into the factory, posing as workers so that they themselves sort of experience what it's like to be a worker?
Precisely.
And so the three people involved have been missing, and this, of course, became the really frightening thing. Li Zhao, Su Heng are two of them, and then I believe there was a third person, Hua Haifeng, who it was now revealed was arrested. Can you tell us a little bit more about these three people? Do you know any of them, by the way?
I've met some of them.
What do we know about what has happened to them?
So we don't know a whole lot. We do know that Hua Haifeng seems to have been charged with illegal surveillance, and there's some lack of clarity over whether that's really a crime under Chinese law. And we know less about the other two. Well, all three of them had, or at least two of them had, come under significant pressure already when investigating another supplier for Ivanka Trump's brand in Guangdong province.
So has this ever happened before? You mentioned China Labor Watch has conducted hundreds of investigations. Have they ever sort of been on the Chinese government's radar before?
They've been on the Chinese government's radar, like any group working on these issues is. And I'm sure some of their investigators were pulled aside and asked questions by local authorities, were sometimes fired by factories, but none have been detained like this in the past.
Do you feel, and does China Labor Watch feel, that the fact that this factory had at one point at least made Ivanka Trump brand shoes might have something to do with these three being disappeared and at least one being arrested.
Well, I can't, of course, say for certain that it was because the factory was manufacturing Ivanka Trump's shoes. And I'm sure China Labor Watch wouldn't say for certain that that was the reason. The factory in Jiangxi may have been locally very politically powerful, and it might have influenced local authorities even without the Ivanka Trump factor. But I think it's quite unusual for an investigation to get this kind of attention from the get-go. Researchers earlier in Dongguan, Guangdong, were called by police, were asked questions, were prevented from crossing over from Shenzhen to Hong Kong. And that certainly gives us the strong impression that this had something to do with the political sensitivity around the factory making Ivanka's shoes.
And it's not just her shoes. It makes a number of products, but that's one of the products that this factory makes. I understand that the factory has said that they stopped making Ivanka Trump shoes a while ago. Do you know anything about that?
So orders come and go. At any given moment, they're probably making a whole different array of different shoe companies' products. China Labor Watch has pretty well documented that at certain periods they were making Ivanka Trump's shoes, along with, again, a lot of other companies' products.
And of course, the reason why a lot of manufacturers and U.S. brands have made in China products is because labor is so cheap there. It is just so cheap for sellers to get their products manufactured in Chinese factories, right?
That's correct. Labor costs have been rising in China somewhat in recent years. And there was a New York Times piece just the other day about how this particular company is hoping to expand in Africa to escape China's rising labor costs. But in general, Chinese labor is obviously a lot cheaper than the United States or Europe and cheaper than a lot of other places, too. And that's the reason these factories went there in the first place.
The Associated Press spoke with one of the spokespeople of Huajian Group Factories, who responded saying about these three activists with China Labor Watch. The spokesperson said, by coming to Huajian to work, they are our employees. Huajian staff must comply with China's laws and regulations and our rules. And she said at least one of the men used methods like taking photographs and video to obtain the company's trade secrets, which is not in line with the company's regulations. Our company has the right to hold him accountable. What do you take from that? What meaning do you draw from that statement?
Well, of course, companies in China, companies operating in China, are extremely concerned about various trade secrets. And it wouldn't be so strange if someone were fired for taking pictures on the job. It is strange for them to be detained or to go missing.
Right. I mean, to be fired, that would be something that the activists with China Labor Watch could handle. They were in there to document labor violations.
Sure.
But I wonder if the labor violations themselves are part of the trade secrets this factory is trying to protect. And this isn't the first time that Ivanka Trump's products, the products in her line, her branded products, have come under fire for relying on cheap labor or products that might be associated with labor violations. Has she or anybody from her company had any response to this article, to this piece of news about the missing activists? Or do you think they're just sort of wishing it goes away?
I haven't followed the ins and outs of their response that closely. I know a little while back when China Labor Watch first wrote to them, they responded via the media saying that they needed more details, basically, before they could make any kind of formal response to the allegations. And I think that's sort of been their position since then. You know, they're looking into it, they need more details, et cetera.
Who is responsible when we talk about these things? Because when you have products, you know, our markets here in the United States are flooded with cheap items. You can you know, go to a store like Walmart or whatever and buy incredibly cheap items because they were made in China. But the line of people that those products pass through is complicated. There's the factory, there's the distributor, there's, you know, then there's the brand, etc. And Mark Fisher produces Ivanka Trump shoes. Who is responsible? Is Ivanka Trump responsible, or should she be responsible for the conditions at this factory?
I think everyone should be responsible for the conditions in the factory. Ivanka Trump and her brand clearly care about their own rights in China, as you mentioned, I think, in the intro to your interview with me. They've applied for numerous trademarks in China, and on the day that President Xi Jinping was visiting with President Trump in Florida, Ivanka Trump was awarded 3 trademarks. So they care intensely about their own rights in China, and I think they have a similar responsibility for the rights of the people who are generating their profits on the ground.
The head of China Labor Watch, Li Qiang, said, I think they, meaning the 3 missing activists, were detained because this factory makes products for Ivanka Trump. So now the situation has become political and very complicated. He said, I appeal to President Trump, Ivanka Trump herself, and to her brand to advocate and press for the release of our activists. Ultimately, is that what it would take? Because, you know, the Chinese government does what the Chinese government wants to do.
It would certainly help if Ivanka Trump and her brand in particular made clear that they're concerned about this, that they don't want these activists detained, that they're ready to cooperate in an investigation into their factory. I think that would certainly help a lot. I think a lot lies in the hands also of the local Jiangxi authorities and their calculations of the costs of holding these people.
So it's not even clear whether these missing activists are being held by the company or by the government. We know one has been arrested by the government.
I would guess that they're in the government's hands.
Time magazine made calls to the Ivanka Trump brand and didn't get a response, and then finally reached a spokesperson. The AP reached a spokesperson, Ivanka Trump's spokesperson, who declined to comment. So far, it seems as though they're hoping this story goes away. How much attention has this story gotten? You would think, imagine if we were talking about President Obama and, you know, someone related to him, a sibling, et cetera, or a daughter, or someone who was involved, you know, who had this kind of matter come up in the news, that the huge noise we would be hearing about it from Republicans. We're hearing quite a bit of strong silence right now. Do you feel that there's been enough news coverage in the mainstream media?
No, I don't think there's been enough news coverage. I've been surprised at it. Hasn't generated more waves. Part of it might just be the whole flurry of different ethics issues that have come up in the Trump administration's, you know, first however many days it is now, and that something like this just gets buried with all the others.
Right. It's interesting that Donald Trump demonized China and China's economic competitiveness during his campaign, but has really cozied up in line with his and his daughter's business dealings in China over the past few months. He has received trademarks after becoming president that was contentious. And as I mentioned earlier, Ivanka Trump has now won permission to have her products being sold in China, coincidentally right around the time when she met with the Chinese president and his wife in her capacity as a presidential advisor. So, there are very clear lines where being a businessman and being a politician contradict each other pretty strongly, right?
Right. And that was true even during the campaign. President Trump's own clothing line is, to my understanding, largely manufactured abroad, and yet he demonized other countries and by implication their workers in the course of the campaign.
Right. So much talk about Make America Great Again, which involves bringing lost jobs back to the United States. Meanwhile, the president and the first daughter, if you want, are not really doing that in their own business practices. Manfred, where can people find out more about China Labor Watch? Are the violations that the three missing activists documented, is the documentation in the hands of China Labor Watch, and will there be some sort of report coming out, a formal report that we can, you know, see details in the future?
My understanding is that they will have a report quite soon. They have several hours of video footage, and they have documented wage receipts and so on. So that'll be coming out soon. If people want to read up on violations by other companies and see some of China Labor Watch's past work, they can go to the organization's website, which is, I think, ChinaLaborWatch.org.
That's ChinaLaborWatch.org. What is the organization calling on people to do about these three missing activists? I mean, I can only imagine their families are deeply worried about their plight and their safety. You know, is there a campaign to call on the Trump administration and the Chinese government and or the factory at stake to release them and return them immediately?
I don't know that China Labor Watch has started a public campaign yet, though I know that they have appealed to the American government to take an interest in this. For my part, I think spreading information about this case will help a lot. Chinese authorities are sensitive to public opinion.
And are the activists at the heart of this, are they Chinese nationals or are they U.S. nationals?
They're Chinese nationals.
I see. So they wouldn't have the same kind of protections as Americans would in China necessarily?
No, they wouldn't.
So So certainly China is sensitive to press coverage, particularly when it comes to its business dealings. A bad press is not always good for business. Well, Manfred, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
My guest is Manfred Elfstrom, postdoctoral candidate at the Harvard Kennedy School's Ash Center, formerly with the group China Labor Watch. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.